The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I articulate the deepest felt values of the American people.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've had 88-year-old women having an adult diaper taken off, an 8-month-old child, the same thing. A 6-year-old girl from my town in Bowling Green, Kentucky, had an agent putting her hands inside her pants. We've gone too far.
Robert Scott Bell.
We need to get even more information out to Generation X. If they can be convinced that influenza vaccination is important, they'll spread the word and get the job done.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Friday, Healing Revolution Friday. Yay!
Yay.
We made it to the weekend. I get like maybe a day off. Amazing.
Yes, we do once in a while, don't we?
Hey, well, we love doing this, what we do, and also taking a deep breath once in a while as well. And speaking of taking a deep breath, I need some of my listeners to take a deep breath. I had, Don, you know how people will they'll try to email, they'll call in, they want answers to questions, and I love that we do. We put it out there for that reason, of course, and occasionally they'll post to my website, and I'll eventually get an email about, hey, somebody posted to your website, and I'll try to get to it. Well, somebody posted on the 20th, okay, so it's been about 10 days since this came through, and I've got a list that I'm working my way through, okay? Right, Don? I mean, I usually try to get to everything. I get this follow-up from someone who just doesn't want to wait, and actually, I have to say, it's very creative, innovative, and very funny. So, I wrote her, I haven't heard back from her, her name is Sandy, and she starts her email this way, hey, you little stinkers! Just like, okay, where is this going? It's starting real promising. I realize the power to heal is mine, but jeezy bezo. On January 20th, I asked Robert for some help, and I just saw that my comment is awaiting moderation. Ah, she says. Okay, I get it. The power to heal is mine. Don't just mention on today's show that the show's phone number is there so we can call in to make comments, etc. Well, I also called, left a message, and I heard crickets. I really just wanted some little snippets on what road to take next to heal. I'm really nice. Okay, I get it. It's time. It's to make me stronger. I'm stronger now. Much love, Sandy. So as far as... An upset, irate listener that's not, you know, listen, she wants me to contact her, and I sent an email, and I said, Sandy, very creative, I like it, I'm reading you on the air. I think her question was, Don, about the chemtrails and heavy metal detoxification. And I think, right. In fact, she called to the toll-free number, but her call was so long, we weren't sure how to use it. So I think this is a good thing. She was much better on her letter. That when they call in, we ask for, if you can, brevity. I know sometimes you have to tell a story, but we can't always get that on the air. If it goes so long, it's hard to navigate it. But suffice it to say, we do try to respond to everybody that we can, and sometimes things take a little time. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so we are officially apologizing to Sandy on the air today. We are sorry, Sandy. We weren't ignoring you, we promise.
No, she was on the list, right?
Yes.
But listen to that, Jeezy Bezo. I don't know what that is, but it's very cute. Jeezy Bezo.
All right, so she wanted to talk about chemtrails.
Well,
and about detoxifying from the effect of chemtrails.
Heavy metals. And I talk about this all the time. And in fact, I want to add one thing to the mix, Don, because there is another episode, nuclear episode, out there, and this time in northern San Diego County, has me just a wee bit concerned because, you know, we're scheduled to go out to the Health Freedom Expo March 2nd through 4th. And the statement from this California nuclear plant shut down its reactor. And they say, no, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, move along. Anytime the authorities say that, that concerns me. So I am going to urge all of my listeners in Southern California, if you have not already reacted, responded accordingly. Start taking some Cali Iodatum, which is the potassium iodide in homeopathic form. At the very least, do that, because, of course, if there is any steam released, you usually see it's iodine, the radioactive isotopes of iodine first. So protect your thyroid and your kid's thyroid, Cali Iodatum, or if you already have the EMF detox from King Bio. Start doing
Robert,
it.
Every time you throw one of those things out there, it always reminds me of like Harry Potter.
What?
Like the magic words that he says when he flips his magic wand.
Expecto Patronum.
Helinicum everythingicum. I don't know.
It's all Latin to me.
Anyway, someday maybe I'll learn this stuff.
Listen, increase your selenium. Remember I've talked about this, you know, Sandy's concerned about heavy metals. I don't know what they are in the chemtrail. I really don't. I mean, I've seen reference to barium. I've seen aluminum. Who knows whatever else is coming down on us. But the point is we need to increase selenium levels. If you have a food source like sea vegetation that's not from Japan now, then I would say absolutely increase that. I mean, these are basic things to do. You want to increase glutathione levels. Selenium is critical. If you want to do the precursor N-acetylcysteine, NAC, that will also help you. We've talked about undenatured whey protein. That also facilitates the utilization, or let's say the production of the glutathione internally. We've talked about taking magnesium salt baths. We've talked about doing adsorption with the clay, right? You've heard the clay baths that I think we had Dr. Carolyn Dean on a while back, and we talked a little bit about some of those clay baths.
Sure.
Not ringing a bell for you, right?
No. I'm trying to envision taking a bath in clay.
Super Don, not a clay bath aficionado.
No.
No problem. Sorry. So we want to look at doing these things right now, and in fact, I will be increasing my selenium as I'm moving towards the visit to Southern California, and even if, you know, as we're planning to head out to Oregon later in the month as well, where you are, Don, I hope that you're increasing your selenium. I think we sent a care package with some selenium.
I've got creamium. So I can't even think this morning. I've got chromium. Actually, if you put it together, could you call it creamium?
Selenium, chromium.
Creamium. Yes. And I'm taking the probiotics, too, Dr.
Dr. O'Hara's great.
Absolutely.
These are all very, very important things as far as addressing all of the things that we're addressing here. Now, remember, there are also heavy metal detoxification formulas in homeopathy in conjunction with, like, the EMF detox. So we talk about it. By the way, Healing Revolution, we're going to talk with Dr. Frank King, of course, at the bottom of the hour. And we are going to cover skin conditions.
Skin.
Yes. Any topical conditions out there? We've got you covered this hour. Also, next hour, how cool is this? John Dennis, we had him on before. He is running to unseat Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, please, please, please.
Yes. Nancy Pelosi.
I remember when he ran. He gave her a good run last time around. But, yeah. You know, I mean, she's the queen sitting on the throne, and that's not an easy task. But no. I think this year, I think, you know, the landscape is different.
The Wicked Witch of the 12th District or whatever district it is up there. So John Dennis is coming back. We're going to talk about the 12 or 10 reasons or so that she needs to be unseated so that freedom can again reign supreme and we don't destroy the country via bankruptcy. By the way, big picture on Drudge Report today. I don't know if it's still up there, but Nancy and Obama smooching, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, because, oh my gosh, unemployment's down to 8.3. Never mind all the people that have given up looking for work. That is a bogus number.
Yeah, the numbers can always be doctored, you know, they always can, and they'll do whatever they can to try, and it doesn't matter whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, they'll cook the books as best they can and make themselves look good, especially in an election year, so.
Yeah. Hey, Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure, the Pink Ribbon Group, is in the news again. This time, there's a lot of backlash because of why. They're wanting to pull funds from Planned Parenthood. What is that controversy, Don? Can you get that in a nutshell?
Well, basically, Susan G. Komen got a lot of pressure to not fund Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood, depending on how you look at Planned Parenthood, either provides abortion services or some people like the Sean Hannitys and stuff like that will say that their main purpose is promoting abortion.
Right.
And so Susan G. Komen apparently wants to protect life.
Excuse me?
Not sending money to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, but what about their lack of protection of life of the women with breast cancer? I mean, they're promoting aborting breasts. I mean, they're aborting breast tissue.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
They're destroying breast tissue by promoting mammography, radiation scans, surgical removal of this stuff. And so it's entirely consistent with the abortion theme here in what the Komen Race for the Cure is doing. I mean, they're in my mind, they're destroying women, not helping them in terms of their focal point of research for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, oncology. We talked the other night. Remember I hosted 10th Amendment Center Radio? I think I've got that link up if you want to hear it. I interviewed also with Michael Bolden. We had Dr. Nick Gonzalez on. And he talked about just what we've said for many years. Chemotherapy is born out of World War I chemical munitions, mustard gases, which they're still using. Mustard gases from World War I to kill people. Derivatives are being used even today to address these cancers, breast cancer, and that's where Komen is all for.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? You know, how many times have we read articles where they have a drug and they go, oh, well, we can use this drug for this over here too. Well, mm-hmm. You know, they're just doing the same thing. We add mustard gas and, well, hey, maybe we can use it for this.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's crazy.
Another story in the news. This is from Web Moment of Duh, WebMD. There's a story about Americans that are sweet on sugar. They're asking the question, is it time to regulate sugar? Now, if we go back to Harvey Wiley and the dawn of the food, it was before the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. It was the Pure Food Act. Anyway, this is early 20th century. Harvey Wiley, he really inspired a lot of good works. If the government could possibly ever do it, it was literally to protect the purity of the food supply. And yet that was corrupted later on, of course. But he said, you can't refine these foods and then put them out on the market as if they're the same as the foods in their whole, let's say, processed state. And so he was trying to protect the food supply. Yet we now have an entire culture and food supply corrupted by refined, you mentioned these crack cocaine perspectives on, let's say, sugar or salt, where you rip out all the essence of the food, the minerals, and you say it's still okay to eat. Now, I disagree with the fact that they say, well, they do say it, but it's a complete fabrication that it's okay to eat. Now, the regulation should be on the prohibition of allowing the stuff on the market. But what they're wanting to do is regulate that it's on the market and somehow maybe relegate it to drug status. You will need a prescription to buy sugar, right? It just goes completely in the wrong direction rather than saying, hey, why don't we just use some common sense here, Don, and think we should stop buying crack cocaine sugar. Do we really need the government that doesn't have a lick of sense about how to eat, much less control the food supply and protect it? Can we just not make our decisions for ourselves based on information that is freely flowing out there? Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Jeremy,
I'm sorry.
You can't do that liberty thing.
No.
What is that? Personal responsibility?
Media. I know.
No, we've got to regulate. We've got to have – I'm sure Obama is just dying to have a sugar czar.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it.
We've got to have somebody sitting there taking care of us, keeping us safe from ourselves.
See, the problem with my, I guess, theory of freedom here is that the government is – basically propagandizing that sugar is good for you at the same time saying it's bad for you. So it's that classic schizophrenic mode that it keeps people going, well, I don't know. I haven't, the experts know. They say it's this, they say it's that. And so you're lulled into or confused into a state of deer in the headlights. And so you just wait for the next expert authority, pseudo whatever.
And let's talk about sugar. What kind of sugar are they talking about?
I mean,
there's a huge campaign out there, and we've seen it. We've talked about it, where we've got the corn people.
Yep.
They're coming out and going, oh, corn sugar. It's the same as sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that the corn industry is going to sit down and take this and allow it to be regulated? No.
No, heck no. Well, listen, they're propagandizing through ad campaigns about how, as you said, oh, it's just like sugar. But the just like sugar is not even just like sugar because the sugar has been ripped apart. Now, if you talk about increase in diabetes, blood fat, triglycerides, obesity, liver problems, yes, because it's refined. It's crack. It's not real food anymore. And they even reference in the study, high fructose corn syrup, if you will, raises uric acid levels. Remember uric acid? This is a byproduct of protein metabolism that will in turn raise blood pressure because it inflames the tissues of the arteries, the venous system.
And we're talking about things like gout as well.
And gout, yes, the skeletal system. So you simply stop ingesting the refined sugars and you're going to do just fine, so to speak. Of course, I would encourage, as I do every day here, the increasing intake of the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium, of course, selenium we talked about, and what did you call it?
Creamium.
Creamium, right?
Take them both and just call it Creamium.
Creamium sodas up in New York. In New York, you get your Creamium sodas. And, of course, we will reverse diabetes. And I mentioned yesterday, I think, on the air, we talked about the protection of the integrity, chromosomal integrity of a developing child in utero. And, of course, the prevention of gestational diabetes, where the baby that is developing is robbing all the chromium from the mom so that it can have integrity and not have a, you know, this so-called birth defect come about. All right. Let's see. What else we got to do? We got to take a break. Oh, my goodness. We're going long here. We've got Dr. King, the Healing Revolution, coming up. We're going to talk skin conditions. We've got John Dennis running against Nancy Pelosi. My superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, will be by next hour, and we've got a lot to talk about there as well. And, of course, you can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and maybe you'll be patient like Sandy. That we'll get back to you, get your call on the air, too. Thank you, Don. We'll be back after this. Say thanks to our sponsors. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Before we go further into the healing revolution, we got to do a little political healing here. And, of course, Ron Paul updates in Maine. Big news in Maine. He's going to slay it in the caucuses up there. I have a feeling, Don. I hear that 11 major, what we call legislators, big time in Maine, are endorsing him now.
He has been endorsed by 11 Maine state legislators, which is a pretty big deal. And he is expected to have a good showing in Maine. Maine is one of those states where he did well. I think, and don't quote me on this. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm on the air on the radio, but I think he came in second in Maine. I think last time around.
Last time around, that's right.
So, if you follow his track record as he's been going along, he's been doing 2 to 5 times better mm-hmm. this time around than he did last time around. So, if we follow that formula mm-hmm. in Maine, he could do very well.
Hey, Super Don, I think he did really well in Nevada last time. Didn't he take second in Nevada last time four years ago?
Yeah, and we've got that caucus coming up on Saturday.
Big time. And of course, endorsements. He didn't get a big one, which evidently somebody else did, but somebody endorsed Mitt Romney.
Somebody got what I would call the kiss of death yesterday.
The kiss of death? What kind of kiss of death could he be get? And who would do it? Did Roseanne Barr come out and endorse Mitt Romney? Who was it? that did that?
No. She is in the news, but unfortunately, poor Mitt, he got the endorsement of the kingmaker himself, or so he thinks, Donald Trump.
It's my honor, real honor, and privilege to endorse Mitt Romney. I've gotten...
Oh, no! The Trumpster! You're fired, Mitt! Oh, wait, no, you're hired. You're fired. Oh, you know, the thing is, here we got Trump. He said, well, I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm going to run as an independent, or I'm going to be the Republican one. You know, this is such a game. And you know what these neocons do? And we talked about this off the air. They wait for who they think, oh, wait, looks like he's definitely in the lead. I'm going to endorse that guy because he's now in the lead. And these are such tushy-wushies. You know, Trump, you're a tushy. I'm sorry, you're a tushy. Yeah. You wait for that. And so many of these neocon talk hosts do it too.
Yeah, they treat it like it's a horse race.
Yeah. You know,
they want to bet on whoever the winner's going to be, so then they have the ability to say, look, I endorse the guy who won.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more involved in that in the radio industry.
Yeah.
And this is something I just learned recently.
Well, it makes sense.
I can't name it.
No, we don't have to give sources, but is it not that these major networks, they play that game just like you said, horse race. You wait, you don't say anything, and then, oh, looks like he's clearly going to be the winner now. Now come out and endorse him, and you look like you're the good guy, right?
And the reason behind that is that once if you endorse the winner who ends up becoming the nominee, then the campaign dollars come your direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about money.
Yeah.
It's not about principle. It's about money. You want to endorse the winner because then they're going to send money your way to be on your network and on your show.
That is correct. This is all a money game. This is how the game is played, Don. Very well said. But of course, we know where the money is flowing now. It's flowing to Roseanne Barr. She has come out and declared her candidacy for the presidency of the Green Party. Yes. And Roseanne, we don't particularly like your rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, but I will give her props on some stuff. She is more aware than the average Hollywood celebrity about things. I think she even once commented on Ron Paul, interestingly enough.
Yes. Well, you know, decent comedian, enjoyed her somewhat on TV, but yeah, if you remember back in 2006, I believe it was, she was invited to sing the national anthem at a baseball game. And I think she shattered every glass in the stadium.
I think it was the worst ever rendition. And that's saying something because there have been a lot of bad renditions of it. I rather like America the Beautiful, honestly, as far as national anthems go. I'm just not into war the way I was growing up as, you know, the boys in the war. We've kind of tempered our perspective on that only in true emergencies of a defense that you can be validated, verified, then go to Congress, just like Ron Paul says, constitutionally declare it, get in there, overwhelm it, win it, get home. Not like we have today. But in terms of Ron Paul, there's another story here. Florida's big winners, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Why? Because he wasted no money. He had no campaign staff yet. He over-doubled his support in Florida, and he's going to collect the delegates. Sorry, Donald Trump. You are not so wise to endorse Mitt Romney. He has not got this thing sewn up. This is going into a brokered convention scenario. I don't think there's a way they can avoid it unless, well, there's some horrible things they can do I don't want to talk about. But I think inevitably we're going to see something that hasn't been seen in a long time in the Republican race for the presidency.
Well, and as far as Donald Trump goes, I do not see a Donald Trump endorsement helping Mitt Romney in any way. If anything, I think it's going to be a negative. Mm-hmm. But as far as Trump goes, he just wanted to get in the limelight right before his new season of The Apprentice starts. So it's just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. Anything he can do to get in the limelight, he will.
It is. And remember, our forays into political healing, for those that are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they're all, you know, basically motivated by looking at candidates who support liberty, who support our freedom to heal. And you know, particularly in terms of freedom to access information, like, my goodness, do you support the First Amendment? Do you believe we have a right to communicate freely about dietary supplements, about herbs, about the medicines of creation? Or do you feel like we need the medical monopoly to continue? Because there was another story here, Don. I don't know if you saw this. This was interesting about Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum got into a little dispute with a sick kid, and he says, listen, the market should set drug prices. And I'm thinking, is he listening to Ron Paul? The only problem I have with this, you know, because he didn't suck up to them, and I'll give him his props. I think he's looking at the Ron Paul, you know, remedy of going to and being more honest about things. But Santorum, like many of the other candidates, don't understand that the drug cartel exists in a monopoly. So there are no true market prices for drugs, right? You know, if you talk about even Medicare being able to contract with these things to be able to negotiate low price, they can't do that. They don't do that. But there's no real competition in a free market to the drugs that would force them to have to lower their costs to what we'd call market prices.
Well, I think Rick Santorum is too busy trying to figure out how we can bomb Iran to get into those kinds of details about the drug market. So
you're right. We need a market, a bigger market for drugs. So let's take it overseas to Iran. That's what this is about, isn't it?
We should drop the drugs on Iran.
Yeah, well, that would do them in. That would do them in, of course.
You really want to do some damage, right?
Yeah, but if they would listen to their ancestry, there's a lot of natural medicine out there that have been going on for thousands of years. So that's the part of the West that I am not a big fan of. And you've heard me. I've gone traveled around the world and talked about going back into the bush, going back into the desert, wherever you got your medicine for thousands of years. Go back there. That's where we need to go, the medicine of creation. And that's what we support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, your freedom to know about it as well. Listen, we've got the Healing Revolution. We've got some great homeopathic discussion coming up with my good friend Dr. Frank King. We're going to talk about the skin. We'll reference it in terms of the lung, the GI tract, and the liver as well. Lots of remedies to come. John Dennis, we're going to talk about unseating Nancy Pelosi in the district out there in California, if it is at all possible. And, of course, my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, will join us shortly as well. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we start today's healing revolution with Dr. Frank King, I just have to say a very big thank you, a huge amount of gratitude that I have for King Bio and Dr. King, because a year has gone by now. We did our anniversary show yesterday, Dr. King, and we couldn't have made the leap to begin this on Natural News Radio without you. And I just want to say thanks from me and all of us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show for your support.
Ditto back to you. I have to think I'm even more thankful that you're out there taking care of business and making this world a healthier place to live.
Well, and the opportunity to share energy medicine, homeopathic medicine, obviously a passion of mine for so long. And we talk about the outreach into the media of natural medicine. Some things are more commonly known, prescribed, understood, and yet still homeopathy lags so far behind it. So this is another aspect of to what we're doing together, in addition that we have this special Healing Revolution segments every week. I mean, it really puts homeopathy in the spotlight, and it should never go away.
Spot on. I love your thoughts about skin problems. You know, the skin is the largest organ in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And people many times don't see the skin as being a living organ, but it does so many functions. It's our earth suit that we wear.
The earth suit, you know? Yes.
Yes. It's our way to protect us from our environment. And there's things going through in the skin, going out from the body, out away from the body through the skin. The skin is quite a filtering mechanism that maintains health of our internal body. Mm-hmm. The skin is always a great reflection of what's really going on inside the body.
Yes, that's a very, very important point. And if I may, Dr. King, we were talking off the air about some of these skin things before we started. I had a recent experience with someone that came to me with itching, blotches, splotches, and we weren't sure, what is this, shingles? Is this a poison? What was happening here, right? And you start asking questions. Well, what have you done differently? Well, I was taking this herbal remedy for inflammation. Okay, let me look at what's in it. Oh, my gosh. Stinging nettles, urtica, which is known to work for inflammation. So it's a legitimate herbal remedy. But this person took so much over the course of 2 weeks, well exceeded the dose recommended. Now, she wasn't in any danger for her life, but it was very annoying and uncontrollable itchiness. And she basically proved the remedy, urtica, as you know, in homeopathy. So we began to counteract it and detoxify the body to get her off of that. And so here was a classic case of how homeopathy can play itself out.
Exactly. And you know, we're living all into a very toxic world with so many new man-made chemicals coming out every year. There's been more changes in our world since the Industrial Revolution with all these thousands of chemicals that humans have created. And yeah, that's a lot to adapt. There's been more changes since the Industrial Revolution in our environment than there's in the history of the world.
Yes, and even back at the dawn of homeopathy with Samuel Hahnemann, Dr. Hahnemann himself saw changes within his lifestyle, moving from the simple peasant folks of Germany who were working off the land and were, you know, pretty strong people, to the aristocracy of France later in his life, where they were eating refined foods for the first time, a lot of sugars, a lot of abusive alcohol, and how that transitioned his viewpoint on even how to deal with skin conditions.
That's right, Robert. You know, it created Hahnemann to really have to make some serious changes in the way homeopathy was practiced. He found that the potencies that he created in homeopathy in the past weren't working when he moved to Paris, France.
Mm-hmm.
And he was realizing he was dealing with chronic disease that he never dealt with like in that way before. And the remedies weren't working, the C and the X potencies. And it led him to create an entirely new potency called the LM potency, which is 1 to 50,000. This was a huge leap from the X potency, which was 1 to 10, mm-hmm. or the C potency, which is 1 to 100 ratio.
Right.
To 1 to 50,000.
And I might add, even utilizing more than one remedy at a time, which was something that was anathema to his early writings that some people get stuck on, and I call them the Hanumaniacs, the early Hanumaniacs, that haven't come forward and looked at life, looked at the environment, the terrain, and said, we've got to adapt to address the multifactorial issues that are happening.
Yes, Hahnemann changed homeopathy radically, according to the changes in the environment and what was going on, so that it would adapt, you know, as well. And, so he also preferred, Robert, something called the watery remedies. Mm-hmm. And this is all documented in his last edition of the Organon that he wrote, the sixth edition, which was the authoritative text in homeopathy and made radical changes. But the issue was, at 87, he had passed on, mm-hmm. and his wife, who was previously his young assistant, mm-hmm. actually kind of kept those.
Preserved.
You know, it was all finished, the sixth edition.
Right.
But it was never really released and imprinted in English until about, 25 or 30 years ago.
That's right. I mean, all of these would have been lost to history if not for his wife at that time. And some people would chalk it up to, oh, he was old and he was senile, because there are a lot of people that are very attached to the early writings. And nothing we say now is to disparage anything that Hahnemann did, because he laid the foundation for a whole new system of healing based on ancient principles that are not, you know, changeable per se, but to acknowledge that the changes happen within the environmental shifts, the lifestyle shifts, the toxic burden, all of these things that allowed the flexibility of homeopathy, even if the homeopaths weren't as flexible because they became so dogmatic.
That's correct. You read his writings, Robert, and there's nothing senile at all in his writings. He was very sharp,
very lucid,
very clear, very concise in all his writings and language in that sixth edition of the Organon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, we're getting a lot of information that a lot of people might, I don't think they'll glaze over, because I'm fascinated, as are you, that there's so much history to read. You could take decades and you still got more to read on all of these things. But still, we come back to the issue of skin now. You talked about watery remedies. We talk about, if we go back to one of the original skin remedies, it was considered sulfur. It was one of those things that you almost gave to everybody, although now we're seeing much more complexities, as you mentioned, because of the changes, that sulfur doesn't seem to work as well or in as many places or with as many people as it once did a couple of hundred years ago. And there's reason for that. So we begin to expand and we use a combination or a complex of remedies together to hit multiple, let's say, aspects of why the skin is reacting in whatever way it is.
Yes, you know, diseases become so much more complex with all this plethora of human-made chemicals that is transforming our environment and transforming our being as well. And so there's so much more to adapt to. It's just amazing how well we were really designed to adapt. Mm-hmm. And so now, with this complex biochemical environment, we have a scenario where we need more complex remedies.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So if we talk about in terms of, let's say, there's a funny story that came out yesterday. I thought I'd read it. Scratching feels better on certain parts of your body. Dr. King, you don't have to answer this question. Which part do you like to scratch? But the idea of the urge to scratch, sometimes uncontrollable urges to scratch. I've used the remedy Miserium, which is a funky Latin name, but there are a number of remedies that can address uncontrollable urge to itch. But do we not want to hit like a comprehensive array of things that address underneath the surface as well?
Always. We look at the whole person in homeopathy because we're not treating the disease. The symptoms are really our body's way of communicating to us in a very detailed and specific language. We listen to those details of symptoms. We match remedies that created those symptoms.
Yes.
And that is what activates the inner cure within us through this wonderful law of similars, which is really the only curative method of medicine ever developed is really using the law of similars, whether that's with immunotherapy. If you have an allergy to ragweed, you go to your allergist, discovers this, and they will give you dilutions of ragweed in the allergy shots to actually cure the allergy to ragweed.
Yes, and with the law of similars there, it's kind of likens back to the story we started with the urtica or the stinging nettles. By taking the stinging nettles orally as an herb, it actually produced the symptoms that basically mimicked as if you were exposed or came into contact with the stinging nettles. And so like cures like, we would say, okay, we'd apply urtica, but let's say you have a generalized eczema. Let's say you have a poison ivy. You can use urtica in those cases as well because it's similar suffering. Again, the basis for homeopathic medicine.
Correct. And so when we look at the skin, because being not only being the largest organ, as we mentioned, but also being a very complex organ, there's so much involved with the skin and how it relates to the rest of the body. Most people don't realize it, but if you have skin problems, you better look through the whole body because we never just treat the skin. We always are looking at, you know, you can suppress something, send it deeper. And this is what happens so often. You know, you have a rash and you take cortisone creams and you will suppress that rash. Mm-hmm. But where is that rash going?
Well, yes, exactly. Probably that other place that people like to scratch. Who knows?
it goes deeper for sure in a place you may not be able to scratch.
Yeah, that's true. I can't reach there. So, yeah, what do you do? Exactly. So when we understand this, we want to facilitate, for instance, the expression of disease. Now, we don't want people to suffer, and that's the thing about homeopathy we've covered so many times, in that we will not suppress the disease as much as promote the healing of it. But in the case, like I mentioned, of the stinging nettles, there is a point in time if you took it, it could temporarily increase the symptom as the body's throwing it out with more energy, but it'll get you through it much more rapidly.
Yes, and it'll save you from a more serious disease later on.
Correct.
Homeopaths have observed this through decades and centuries now, and that is when you suppress the skin, it commonly goes to the lungs and the digestive tract.
Yes.
Now, you look, what are the primary problems? What is some of the fastest growing disease problems on the planet today is centered around the lungs and the GI tract. And you'll see, you know, what is it? Allergies are all going through the roof.
Yes.
Asthma is growing intensely fast. COPD is one of the fastest growing diseases on the planet. We're seeing, as we have suppressed and we've been under suppressive therapy for what, over 100 years, using allopathic drugs to suppress the symptoms, sweeping it under the rug, so to speak, sending it deeper, and where it's actually creating more serious problems. And I couldn't think of a worse form of death than having a respiratory disease. That is like a slow, insidious, long term suffering where you slowly and very slowly suffocate.
Not a nice thought. Of course, they make horror movies about that. But then again, we have some homeopathic solutions. And if we talk in terms of some symptomatic things, in fact, I want to take a break here because we've gone a little long in this segment, but we're talking, of course, with my good friend, Dr. Frank King, kingbio.com. I have all the links up at today's show notes for the Healing Revolution, covering some skin issues and the real underlying causes, where it's sourcing, so we can promote healing and not drive this deeper into chronicity. And we'll talk about some specific remedies. I've got a personal story I want to share related to Dr. King and the skin as well. And, of course, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to reach Dr. King and King Bio during the week, Eastern Time, it is 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Coming right back after this.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
I don't often get to be in studio with Dr. King because we're off traveling. He's out traveling. He's in the studio of his own, if you will. It's called the manufacturing facility of King Bio. But occasionally we get together at these natural product trade shows and industry events and things. And one of the ones I was at, and this, I don't know if it was about a year ago now, Dr. King, you may remember, we got into your booth and we did the what do you call it, the Zyto machine?
The Zyto machine, yes.
Yeah, you put your hand on there, it detects. It's fascinating how this technology works. And I had said to you, I said, yeah, I'm dealing with like some ear irritation. You know, the skin is bugging me. I just wasn't sure. It wasn't a real true otitis media or anything. It was more external. Yet, you know, I wasn't having as great a success as I would like to. It was lingering. So, we got on this thing. We were looking it over, and you said, hey, this is what's coming up, the skin irritations and itch relief. And here, I'm going to spray it right now. You hear that? And it nailed it. It was like when you nail the right remedies or combinations, the thing you're dealing with, it greatly, let's say, improves. That's what we would expect. I didn't get lucky. We just, nailed the right remedies in that regard. So here we are in one sense opening with an overall discussion. I mean, if you're not sure where to go, you could certainly try something like a general remedy like skin irritations, itch relief. But there are a lot more specific available formulas if you know a little bit more about what's going on with the skin.
That's right, Robert. It wasn't a hard fix, really. I've treated my dog with that same problem.
What are you saying?
Well, when you've been barking all day, scratch behind your ears like that,
they say what, if you have itchy ears, somebody's been talking about you. So I think a lot of people were talking about me.
It reminds me, I'll confess my little skin issue. Can I do that?
We opened sort of with a story about all the wonderful places people like to scratch, but we didn't go into detail, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was experimenting with creating what in homeopathy we call a miasm formula. Mm-hmm. And the miasm here is called sorinum. It is really made from scabies of old times. Mm-hmm. And here with homeopathy, it gets to the roots, even the inherited weaknesses or predispositions we have acquired deep into our family tree as much as 1,000 years.
Right.
And so as I was experimenting with this sorinum, because they say a lot of the skin problems and allergy problems of today trace back to scabies that maybe your great-great-great-great-grandfather or mother may have had. Mm-hmm. And here in this scenario, it was taking it, and all of a sudden I just started noticing my palms beginning to itch.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they begin to itch on both hands, mm-hmm, and get more intense. And then I'm thinking, oh boy, maybe there's some money coming my way. Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You always go to the positive.
Absolutely. And Monty Python sung the song, right? Always look on the bright side of life.
There we go. Only side you want to. I can only drink the part of the glass that's full.
Yes.
The empty part really has no purpose or
not
function.
As hydrating.
No reason to hang out there.
Exactly. So you got the itchy hands, thinking money's coming. What was really happening?
What was really happening was all of a sudden now the base of my feet were itching, and I'm going, this is getting intense.
Now you're doing a dance, right? You're just trying to get really...
It goes through the night. I'm waking up. I'm thinking, what's going on? A day goes by. Another day goes by. I find myself up in the middle of the night watching Sergeant Bilko on TV.
Just to distract yourself from scratching.
And rubbing my feet on the Berber carpet. And so I'm thinking, what is up? And this remedy brought out something in me. But it passed. Within just, I think, by the third day.
Okay.
And ever since then, there was a number of allergies I had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had those allergies again.
Wow. That's a great deep level trigger when you say go to these miasmic, and we talk about inherited predispositions. So we're doing a lot of intense homeopathy today. You know, we always try to, I always say, water it down with watery remedies. But honestly, you know, after studying as long as we've done in this realm, we recognize sometimes it's difficult to receive this information. But the stuff you're saying is very practical. I think people can go, oh, okay, I sort of get that. You know, you kind of threw something through it. It left you, and now you no longer had the need for the reaction.
Yes. Homeopathy is just great for skin problems, and some are very simple to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Most of even things like warts, I've watched them go away and given a homeopathic remedy or wort formula to a child and watch in just a few days the warts disappear.
Yep.
It's quite shocking and amazing to see happen.
With no burning, no acid, no cutting, and yes, I've seen that happen as well. Very, very profound. Although warts are some of the strangest things, sometimes there's emotional ties that I've seen as well, but in most cases, it's very successful.
Yes, and where they're not fully successful, you want to always be looking for the underlying causes and stay on what I call the yellow brick road to health and continue searching other related homeopathic remedies. For example, you might have a problem with some of the tougher issues like eczema and psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the skin and itch formula is a wonderful remedy that helps that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, as we say, the skin is related to all the other parts of the body. And so you want to be able to look and think, what else is going on in my body? Maybe I have some digestive issues, and we really need to fix those digestive issues. Maybe I have some liver congestion or gallbladder problem or stomach problem or a lung problem. Or look at, you have heartburn? Take the heartburn formula. You have a liver problem? Take the liver formula. It takes, you know, working on all the components, because the skin relates to the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure we're putting all the pieces back together again.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked again about some general remedies. You even mentioned some using miasmic remedies. We talk in terms of there are remedies that are listed for eczema, which I always think of the lungs, as you brought up earlier, the lung connection. Also, summertime. I know here in the northern hemisphere, it's more the winter months. It's not as much of this. But if you get into, you know, the wintertime, it can still happen. Poison ivy, poison oak. There are remedies specific when we talk about skin conditions that address that as well. So I was just thinking, any other skin formulas before we wrap up today that we need to let people know? Well, I had no idea there was something I could take for that.
Yes, I have a few unique ones I like to share with people so they see that there is a solution.
Yes.
One of them I love is, it's called body odor or odor free. And this is for so much more. I mean, yes, you notice some of our friends out there may have a tendency to carry a stronger body odor than the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. And, or as the kids go from kidhood to puberty, they start going, uh-oh, what's going on there?
Yeah. They start smelling their armpits and realizing, wow, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
The issue here is that's a sign. Now, yes, homie, we have this odor-free formula, and it's wonderful. You take it internally.
Mm-hmm.
It actually corrects the metabolic dysfunctions that allows body odor to get a hold of us, and we're really cleaning up our body. It's kind of like fixing our car. When you measure the exhaust on the car, that'll tell us a lot about where the car is malfunctioning in the engine. Mm-hmm. So you take the body odor formula if you have bad body odor, and it actually helps correct the underlying causes behind it and cleans up our body from the inside out. And that could be something to also correct some skin conditions that somebody might have.
Sure. No, that's great. So I wouldn't have thought of the odor-free formula, but I'm glad you brought it up. That's another one of those things. Something you wouldn't expect, but there are viable options in homeopathic medicine. Any others that jump out that we glossed over or didn't cover at all?
Another 20 or 30, but just to hit a few.
Yes.
We have the no sweat formula. Same scenario. People that have a tendency to be excessive perspirers.
Okay.
Now, in that scenario, we want to be able to address, you know, and fix that. And a lot of times that could come from history or in genetics that's been passed through many generations again, where maybe someone's had a major yellow fever, maybe in the jungles and had some of the jungle fevers and whatever it might be, and that weakness gets passed on, and these diseases that cause excessive perspiration gets passed on through many generations, and we find it excessive perspirers, people sweating very easily and excessively.
I know some people that have that as well. They could definitely benefit by it. What about, you know, we just passed Groundhog Day, and a lot of places say, oh no, 6 more weeks of winter, they call that, and anything for spring fever.
Well, we do have some things for lack of sunshine.
Yeah, that's exactly why they have spring fever. So what do we do?
Well, a lot of times we find that taking the what we call Beyond HCG, mm-hmm. this is great for weight loss.
Right.
But it also helps activate things like pineal, mm-hmm. pituitary, and what we call the fat glands, or PHAT fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's PHAT stands for the pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, thyroid. And those glands, when they are functioning in balance, you will naturally seek your healthy, natural, good weight. So now there's another one we have called jet lag and shift change. Here, this addresses a lot in the pineal gland, which absorbs the Dr. Sunshine out there.
Right.
And uses and creates the metabolic functions to keep us feeling where we don't get the winter blues.
By the way, I'll be utilizing that as I go cross coast to go to the Health Freedom Expo March 2nd through 4th, so greatly appreciative. That's a travel companion, the jet lag remedy.
Yes, and it does work with our pineal glands, this little tiny pea-sized gland in the middle of our brain that absorbs natural light and creates and helps keep our hormones in check and in balance. And so, you know, that's why if you're feeling the winter blues, mm-hmm. it's because your pineal gland is not getting enough Dr. Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great remedy to help that pineal gland function better and keep you functioning better as well.
Yeah, one more comes to mind before we have to wrap here. And I know there's always more, and we'll do more because we do this every week. But the issue of acne, and this could be childhood, adolescent, and adult acne.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
I know.
It's a major crisis if you have a teenager in the house. So, again, acne is a sign. You've got hormone imbalances. You've got certain things going on. You're eating foods that have hormones in them. That's aggravating this thing significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Natural remedies for acne. It'll definitely prevent a lot of crisis and is scarring in more ways than just the skin alone.
Very true. And also, as we know, the allopathic options out there are very liver toxic. Some, in like Accutane, I mean, literally, you could hospitalize you because they got to check liver enzymes once a month on a drug like that. Nothing like that is of concern when we're doing the homeopathic remedies.
That's right. The beauty of homeopathy, I love it. We call it the smart medicine. And because it has no side effects. It has no negative drug interactions. It is safe for everybody to take at all ages. It awakens your body's natural ability to heal. And so no toxicity. It's the logical first choice anyone should make when it comes to correcting a health problem.
Beautiful. Everybody check it out, kingbio.com. I've got direct links to some of these remedies in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Also, picture Dr. King there with the show notes. You can see him. And Dr. King, you have a rock and roll kind of weekend. I hope you can get out with the kids and family and enjoy it. We've got a little bit more healing to do here.
Well, we got the ski slopes calling us. Time for a little family fun on the slopes.
Oh, go enjoy it. Remember, during the week, you can reach Dr. King and the family at King Bio at 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. Say please a special thanks from me for their support, because here we are into our second year through Natural News Radio. It's been awesome, and it continues to elevate. So, Dr. King, have a great time. Appreciate it. And remember, as always, Dr. King, do it with me here. The power
to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we've got a really good show. A really good show. I got Liam Sheff back in studio, my superhero sidekick as well. John Dennis is dropping by. Guess who John Dennis is? He's the guy that's going to try and unseat Nancy Pelosi in California. I'm not kidding you. He ran 2 years ago. We've got him back. He's updating it. He is on fire. And we're going to cover the 12 reasons why, or maybe at least 10 reasons why Nancy Pelosi has got to go. Absolutely going to be great. We might even have Nancy Pelosi drop by. Who knows? Anyway, super duper Liam, we're having a little discussion off the air, were we not? I need a homeopathic remedy for recovery.
It's got to go. What? Nancy Pelosi has got
She's
to
go. Got to go.
Go.
Yeah. And we're going to say why. But this is something about, we were talking food. You love to talk food and energy of food. And the other day, and we were discussing this, were you making fun of me, or what were you doing regarding food? Was I not energetic enough about the food?
You're eating
everybody inside
stuff
on
in your face with tacos
the things
and
we
pig
do
grease.
Off the air, right?
Tacos and pig grease.
Yeah, there was no pig grease.
Yes, there was.
There was none pig
you
grease.
You said that the beans had pig grease
you
in
believed
it.
Me?
Yes.
It was vegetarian.
They were?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. I don't think they make them with lard. You were right. But you got me in that space where I was just being in...
You lied to me?
I wanted to have
some beans.
So you're going to bonk me with an iron skillet now. You
what?
Lied to me.
Oh, my
what?
God.
No, but they weren't... They were for grandma and grandpa.
But they were vegetarian beans.
I don't know. I'm assuming that they were.
Crazy.
I didn't read the thing.
They were from a can?
They were refried.
Then
probably
they were vegetarian.
Probably with extra bisphenol A. EPA, right, for everybody. We were talking hormones in the food, remember? Hormones, energy, food.
We were talking about energy versus reductionism.
Right.
And you're Mr. Organic, right?
Mr. Organic.
Right. Yeah. So if they'll kill a cow and grind all of its organs into one solid slab of a pate, you'll eat that if it's a so-called organic.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
No. I've been out with you, my friend.
A little bit of a stretch.
I have been out with you.
No, I have. Listen, I'm not a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. I have been a vegan. I'm not a raw foodist. I have been a raw foodist. Right now, I don't know what I am. I'm whatever my wife feeds me.
Yeah, you're a house-itarian.
Yeah, house-itarian. And my wife feeds me very well. We have usually lots of vegetables. Last night was taco night at the Bell household.
Right.
And, you know, that's it. We had grandma was in and her husband. By the way, he's out. I don't know if I shared this story. We went in for ICU. He's out, thank God.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, hanging there 80 years old and looks good. So it's a whole different realm. We don't need to go into that at this moment.
No, but it's important, though. It matters. It was very anxiety-provoking.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, absolutely. And you know, listen, we had our anniversary show yesterday. Thank you for that. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of good things.
I really wanted some of those beans.
And you did, huh? But you couldn't have any.
I could have.
They were for old people.
You lied to me.
They were for old. Bonk. You going to bonk me on the head on this?
Why do you bring
up? I didn't know what was in the beans.
Why do you bring up the specter of violence to cover your own?
You said
shameful dishonesty.
I thought you were
going to
grab an iron skillet.
Why? When have I done that recently?
You have not, because the energy of food is such that you're a very peaceful person.
In some ways,
yes.
I mean, we all have our spirits to contend with, and you know, when I feel that something, you know, I think we all have a right to our feelings. First of all, I think that's your sacred right is your right to your feelings. You have a right to feel how you feel.
Yes, and you felt really bad about my food. Remember?
I felt...
you used a word, a T word.
I was talking about a variety of people who I know right now.
Okay.
And consummate muckraker that you are, constant stirrer up of argument that you are.
I do that
mixer.
Sometimes.
You are a mixer.
A mixer. That's like, you know, when I was in college, they had mixers.
My grandfather. Who's that little old man? Be careful, he's a real mixer.
A mixer. No, I don't know if it was used that way. Mixers, they did... Mixers, like a fraternity would go with a sorority, they have a mixer.
That's different. But Robert's a mixer.
But it's Greek. It is Greek.
Put him into a room and he'll smile and he'll say three words and everybody will start. They'll be like, "Did you just say that?" And he just smiles and he's eating and he's watching the and he goes, "This is great."
Isn't that fun? No. Watch what's happened. Conversation, debate.
I was saying, you said that it wasn't appropriate for me to say that the way most people eat is terrible. And you said, that carries a bad energy with it. And I told you to shut up.
Well, listen, you're out there eating and somebody comes up and goes, "Man, you're eating terribly. What are you going to, how are people going to perceive that?"
But I've never done that to you. I was, it was the end of a long conversation about energy. So you took that out of, I have the hiccups.
See? There's that energy again. It's coming back on you.
Oh, my God. You took it out of context for the betterment of your own argument, which is, let's say, a very...
Is that not appropriate?
It's manipulative and divisive and tricky.
Anyway. Tricky. I like tricky. But
yes, tricky.
Tricky Robert.
Tricky.
Oy.
What I was saying was that people eat terribly, and a lot of the people I know who've gotten into the health food movement lately, when I was younger, people became vegetarians. Unfortunately, they became Reese's Pieces vegetarians.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they would go, "I'm a vegan now. This chocolate bar is organic and it's vegan." It wasn't even organic.
Except for the little bug parts.
Well, that's not bad for you.
Yeah, but it's not vegan.
Yeah, but...
Unless the bugs were vegan. That is a whole different story.
I made peace with that a long time ago. You know, like, if some bugs get into the milling equipment...
But, come on, we were going through this, and you're like, you don't get the energy of food, right?
No, you focus on organics and homeopathy. Now, to a lot of people, homeopathy isn't even it's not even voodoo. It's just sort of wishful thinking. But because you take...
But that's reductionism that it would deny homeopathy.
I agree.
Yes.
You take a little bit of a toxin or a little bit of a plant and you succuss it. You bang, 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 and you
dilute, succuss. Avoid. We did that with Dr. King last segment, in fact.
We put him in a thing and shook him around. And now we have a Dr. King. If you take it, you'll never become Dr. King. And if you do, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, you can create it, and this is it feels like very alchemical,
transformative in some ways.
And I get it. Mm-hmm. And my macrobiotic teacher really believed in homeopathy at a time when I kind of shrugged my shoulders and went, "No, I have to deal more with the macromolecules in the body."
Right, right.
And that's where I was at, and I still really am. Although I grant homeopathy the reality of its effectiveness, because it's there. I can't deny that reality. And I like it, and I've come to appreciate its subtle interactions. But I also...
I kissed a girl, and I liked it. It's okay for me to sing that, right? No? What? You liked it.
I'm
you said you
about
liked
some
it.
Of the
okay.
off-color jokes, but I can't say any of them.
No, I got you on a serious topic, Liam. That's why I could
one
do that.
One word, thermometer. All right. Anyway, I can't. We're not allowed to.
All right.
There's no FAA, but...
you're flying blind. That's why.
No. Okay, so energy. The subtle energy. I know people use homeopathy, and they go, well... Vaishali said it the other day. Well, you know, whatever you eat, if you can use the power of whatever and you can get rid
transform
of...
Transform it?
Yeah, transformative stuff. And I think, okay, once or twice. Right. But you keep poisoning yourself.
And I'm in a complete agreement with you there. That's why I ended that by saying the behavior has to shift based on your belief changes or else it's just a theory.
Right.
You know, you're not living it.
Right. Now, I have good friends who go, it's all in the way you think. It's all in the way you do. And I go, but wait a second. We are spirits in the material world, as the great poets of the trium.
Who is that that said that?
The great three poets on bass, guitar, and drums.
Yes.
Once said, "We are spirits in a material world." In other words, yes, we're spiritual entities, energetic entities, but we live inside. Whatever we think of it, it's a kind of machine. We're biomechanical. Yes, we're energetic. Yes, we're transmutational, but we still have these mechanics, and it's my belief based on a lot of observation and time and study of myself and others. I mean, Gandhi wrote a book called My Experiments with Truth, and if I wrote a book about my experiments with food, because following the lead of a great thinker, I think a philosopher of food and energetics, Steve Gagné, who wrote Energetics of Food, Gagné, G-A-G-N-E, I decided to see in my very early 20s, 1920, 21, what food really was. And it's not just calories, and it's not just molecules, and it's not just amino acids. So if you go on a brown rice fast, if you just eat brown rice for 3 days, you'll have an entirely different world of the view
of
the
agree.
World. You will be
completely,
so zen.
Yes.
And you will hear the birds chirp, and you will see the tractor move. And
everything's
our conversation, a haiku in your mind. And then I know you got something there.
Okay, that's right.
But it's just because you just ate a lot of beefalo or whatever was going through you. You can't stop yourself.
Jackalope.
And if you eat just, and this is not, I don't know what you're thinking out there, but if you eat nuts just for a few days, if you eat seeds of trees.
Yes.
Now, these contain the energetic potential to become
a tree.
Small trees. So in other words, they have an incredible energetic potential. When you eat these, you feel greatly energized, and you're very wound up in a way. And if you do this for a couple of days, the way that you see the world changes.
So you did that. You ate like nuts.
Almonds. And you feel like a squirrel. You're very quick to react. Your movement becomes more jittery, which isn't good for me because I'm already kind of hyperkinetic. But on the other hand, if you eat mushrooms, which are very yin, they grow quickly, but they just sort of puff out.
Right.
They're very expansive. They have a very dissipating energy. They're not highly contractive like a seed. They give off spores.
Right.
So they're very yinizing. When you just eat mushrooms for a while, and even if you get into the psychedelic world, which I actually haven't, I don't, you get into that world, you'll find that your energy really relaxes. So shiitake mushrooms are very relaxing for the organs of the body. And I know you had a question. I just want to say we don't talk about energetics of food. So if you eat an organic beefalo diet, with organic cheese and organic beef, you're totally ignoring the reality that this food has energetic properties that don't have anything to do with the reductionist world of either fat molecules or toxic molecules. It has its own way of making you feel. And making you think and making you process the energies that come through you.
So, as we were doing, I must have been ornery because it was seemingly cantankerous, the interaction a little bit. And I agree with everything you just said. Like I said, I experienced the energy of food. Why are you shaking your head smiling? It was like a Beavis and Butthead moment, right? Yes, Liam. And I do that once in a while. It's off the air, right? Okay. So it's behind the scenes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff, learning about the energy of food. We got to get John Dennis on the line. Do you think we could pick this up for a few minutes on the other side of the interview?
Yeah, he's running for something somewhere.
Yes, in California against Nancy, the Wicked Witch of the West, Pelosi. So check it out. We're going to do some political healing next, and we'll be back for a short thing to wrap it up. I don't know, on the energy of food, or maybe Liam wants to hit me with a frying pan. I don't know.
Why? Why?
I don't know why either.
Why the frying pan?
Because you said you lied to me. Bonk. There was that throw mama from the train.
That's where that was from. Who hit
Billy Crystal and the old lady?
This is like a childhood memory coming back. I've never hit anyone with a frying pan.
And it's true. But you're a cartoonist, so you could draw that very well. Anyway, stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show. I think we're coming back with John Dennis. After this, say thanks to our sponsors. Questions, comments, you know how to do it. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back to some political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yesterday, of course, our one-year anniversary with the Natural News Radio Network, and we had Mike Adams. We were talking about political healing. We were talking about Ron Paul, of course, as we do almost every day. Some segment is going to include a mention and all the principles that underlie that and the movement, the revolution, we call it. And one of the guys that I've talked to over the last couple of years has been consistent in his support of this message of liberty. In fact, he actually ran a couple of years back in the district of someone named Nancy Pelosi, I think her name is. But his name is John Dennis, and he's back, and he's doing it again. And I'm so glad to have him back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you are actually the first run through, which people were kind of thought you were amusing. Not me. I like you. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? They thought, oh, somebody's running against Pelosi. What is that? Right. And I don't know that Nancy even paid much attention to you. But I have a sense that this time through, she's going to have to pay a little bit more attention to you.
Yeah, it'll be a different kind of election on a number of different levels. One is we passed a proposition out here in California last year called Proposition 14. And so instead of having primaries, everyone runs in June now, irrespective of party. And then the top two vote getters move through to November. So I suspect that it'll ultimately be just based on name recognition. I suspect I'll be the the number two candidate, and they'll just the focus will be on exclusively just Pelosi and me for the better part of this year.
So the change by Prop 14, in other words, you're saying there's not a Republican primary and a Democrat primary. You're talking about whoever gets the most two votes. It doesn't matter if you're both Democrats or both Republicans. It didn't matter? So it's just the top two then?
Yeah, it's just the top two.
Wow. Okay. Well, that definitely means she's going to have to pay attention. Thank goodness. Now, on your website at John Dennis 2012, which I have linked on the blog today at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, you can actually see John's perspective on things and why we really respect him here on the show and all that he's doing. And he's been, in the meantime, supporting a lot of liberty-minded candidates and has also participated with me in a number of Ron Paul Money Bombs where we've got the word out via web broadcasting. You actually have a list of the things or the reasons why Nancy needs to be unseated. And I don't know if she thinks that there's going to be a dramatic shift back to the Democrat Party. Not that any party is in great favor now, but is she in a sense still feels like she's untouchable going into this election as of this point? I know it's early, but it's just a perspective I'm wondering.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, if anything, if Ms. Pelosi's shown any characteristic is that she's got a little bit of arrogance. Let's just be gentle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she should have some confidence. I mean, she's won pretty handily across the board. But I have to say, you know, part of the reason why I was running is because I think that liberty candidates need to go out there and help to build the market for the ideas of liberty. We've got such amazing momentum with the Ron Paul campaign and the Rand Paul victory last year, and or I should say in 2010, 2 years now.
Yes.
We have so many good things going on that we need to continue to build the market for the ideas of liberty, to let other people know that it's not just Ron Paul and it's not just this other guy. There's a whole bunch of us who feel the same way. So that was part of the reason why, you know, why I was running in some ways to support Ron. But also what's happened since I declared that I was going to run, there's an appetite for my candidacy here locally. So I think we're gonna do well. I mean, we certainly learned a lot last time. We know what we need to do. We know where our weak points were, and we're gonna go out and execute a new plan.
Well, it's exciting. What you say is very true, because I've interviewed a number of candidates now running it for Congress and different even state positions in different states where we have a lot of listeners. And it is fascinating that Ron has really inspired this movement back to liberty and people actually saying, hey, I'm not going to wait around for whether Ron Paul is going to get in or not. And we certainly hope so. But at the same time, what about me? What about the next generation? Let's go out there and do it. I've interviewed Tisha Cassidy. I don't know if you've run into Tisha she's in Colorado. She's another Liberty candidate. She's running as an independent. So it isn't about party as much as it is about principle. And here you are. You've listed a top 10 list of the reasons why Nancy Pelosi needs to go. Maybe we can run through that and see where we are in this regard. So you actually like individual liberty. What's that all about? Because it looks like Nancy doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I have this weird thing where I don't think that the government should run your life. And in fact, the government's job, if it's to have a job, is just to do one thing, and that is to protect that liberty so that you can live your life the way you choose.
Mm-hmm. What about this idea?
It's a fluke. It's a weird concept that
I know. You and I have this strange aberration. I think state psychiatrist, federal psychiatrist would say it's like oppositional defiance disorder. We just, you know, we don't handle authority in the same way that they'd like us to do.
Mm. Yep.
So we're proud with that. At least I am. Listen, number two on this list, participating in insider trading. Explain that Congress and their ability to get away with things that Martha Stewart couldn't get away with, supposedly.
Right. Yeah, well, Congress apparently has exempted itself from insider trading laws, and so they have allowed themselves to go out and trade on information on bills that are before the Congress. And I think I looked at a statistic that showed the average person's stock portfolio has gone up 3% a year over the last couple of decades, and the average congressional stock portfolio has gone up 15% per year over the last couple of decades. So, you know, this is a problem. It's something I certainly wouldn't participate in. Ms. Pelosi has felt no qualms about that and was incredulous when she was approached by 60 Minutes on the matter.
But did she it for the grandkids though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that she took no pleasure in growing her personal and her husband's net worth from $3 million in 1987 to upwards of 200 million today.
You kidding me? 3 to 200? I didn't even realize it was that range.
The congressional reports are in ranges, so it could be as high as 200.
Wow, that's stunning. Now, this third on the list is something most of the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners will remember. We covered it extensively here. We have to pass this bill so we can find out what is in it. What was that referring to?
That was referring to the Obama / Pelosi care, Affordable Health Care Act, where people were asking her too many questions at a press conference, and she just said, "Look, you have to, you know, we can answer all those questions, but you have to pass it before you can find out what's in it," which is the way I think most legislation works at the end of the day anyway. That's probably one of her more honest moments.
Yeah, I know. It was funny that she revealed that fact. And, of course, it upset a lot of people. But at the same time, it was not something that was anything new. It's just that she admitted it. And, of course, Obamacare, Pelosi care, et cetera, Harry Reid, et cetera, when they passed this, it was to save money. It was to make everything better. And it hasn't exactly worked out that way, has it?
No, absolutely not. No. I mean, if Ms. Pelosi would only be so concerned about saving money, I don't think we'd be in the trouble that we're in today.
Mm-hmm. But what about the use of military aircraft? Like you have a chauffeur limousine with wings?
Yeah, this is well documented. You can see emails from her staff to the military. She was the first Speaker of the House to use military aircraft of a certain size to make the coast-to-coast a trip, and she treated it like a taxi service. I mean, that's not just an opinion. Read the memos, and there were comments in there like, "We're going to have a very angry speaker if this plane isn't available at this time."
Wow!
You know, whenever they got pushback from the military.
Well, how did the so-called Earth Muffins in her district feel about that? I mean, aren't they all about not burning less fossil fuels, et cetera? Was there any blowback on Nancy from her constituency?
No, and in fact, that's one of the reasons why we featured in the Wicked Witch video.
That was classic.
We featured that pretty prominently because, we speaking of incredulity. I mean, we were incredulous that no one would be upset about that
right.
In this district, especially when the economy was decaying and the debt was skyrocketing. And here, this woman is spending the money so frivolously and with such utter disregard, and so. We made a prominent feature in that video to poke fun at her, hopefully getting a little attention to the matter in that area. And that sort of brings me to another point, which is one of the things that we never really found was the thing in this district that would make people angry with her.
Yes. That's, 2 years later, has it been found yet?
We haven't, but we're going
to. Oh my gosh.
We plan to raise money and to find out what that issue is. We have to find. I don't know if we'll find a silver bullet, but we may find a concoction or a combination of things that
a copper that one would work. I mean, copper is also antimicrobial, so that might work.
Could work. Yeah, could be it.
Now, in terms of that military aircraft as chauffeurs, it's interesting because they recently had tried to attack Ron Paul, saying he was using a taxpayer money to buy first-class tickets back and forth from his district. Turned out he was using frequent flyer miles to upgrade regular fares, which every congressman does and congresswoman does, because unless you're Nancy Pelosi, because you don't know when you have to be back for a vote, so you can't get the cheap, let's say, non-refundables, or else you'd be wasting money.
Yeah, I mean, and that one rose to the level of pretty far up in the news cycle, and it was an MSNBC reporter who debunked it, but it didn't really register at all particularly in what we could call the left or liberal media. Mm-hmm. No one really talked about it.
Well, if we talk about the left and liberal media, you'd think that this number five on your list of the reasons why Nancy Pelosi has to go, and you'll be running this. We're talking to John Dennis, great friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and, of course, the Ron Paul Revolution, as we can call it, in a broader context, but a real liberty candidate running for Congress in the district where Nancy now holds the seat. This number five, you think it would upset the left that supposedly would support civil liberties and they don't want the government to spy on them and such, but she supports an ardent supporter of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, I mean, that Patriot Act, everyone was so concerned when in, on the left with their civil liberties and the violation of the civil liberties when George Bush was in office, and yet Nancy Pelosi effectively supported it and did, certainly did nothing when she was the Speaker of the House to repeal it, or even the most egregious parts of it that, that eviscerated the Fourth Amendment. And you know, I pointed that out, and some people were just like, oh, well, you know, she's in a tough spot as the Speaker. She's got an agenda that she's got to put through, blah, 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 political capital, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think she has a complete an utter disregard for civil liberties in general. She allowed the NSA, by all from all accounts, it appears she allowed the NSA to set up warrantless wiretaps at an AT&T building here in San Francisco that allowed her constituents to get wiretapped without any oversight.
Really?
And that's an old story, but a rather new story is that she was a she voted yes, and actually this was this particular thing is what put me over the edge and was the final nail in the coffin and made me compelled me to run the race, mm-hmm. and that is that she voted for the National Defense Authorization Act.
She supported the NDAA as well.
She voted yes for the NDAA.
Wow. That, I mean, here you would see normally Haight and Asbury, they'd be picketing this kind of thing. I mean,
there's two things about it. One, we now see a consistent pattern from Ms. Pelosi. Mm-hmm. Patriot Act, NSA warrantless wiretaps, a yes vote on the NDAA, which eviscerates not only the Fifth Amendment, posse comitatus, and some other things.
Yes.
But you see a pattern here. So that's that. But what's interesting to me is that I've been bringing it up. In fact, I talked about it in my announcement speech, and most of the people in the room didn't know anything about the National Defense Authorization Act,
right.
Much less Section 1021.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's been hard to find coverage in the old media. That's why the rise of the new media is so important. Natural News covered it. We did as well, and we continue to do so, including some other legislation pending that would even activate further provisions of removing citizenship, just removing outright American citizenship from anybody they declared whatever they declared them to be, so then they could now assassinate them if they don't want to assassinate Americans like Obama seemed to be okay with.
Yeah, and I just find the signing statement, and anybody who uses it as an excuse, the Obama signing statement, beyond risible. I mean, but beyond absurd that he said, well, I promise not to.
I acknowledge that the power exists, right? But I'm not going to use it.
What about the next guy that comes?
Well, hello. Yeah, exactly. They don't think down the road.
Do we even need? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even asked that question. I mean, do we even have to mention it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is you know, it's absurd on its face, and. But we'll see. Hopefully that's something that we can use to go after Ms. Pelosi here in the district.
Well, we're talking to John Dennis here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Dennis 2012, John Dennis 2012, and he's running against Nancy Pelosi. He's announced, and it's very exciting. In fact, we've gone through half the list. I want to take a break here. John, can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure thing.
We're going to go through the rest of this list, and if you, anybody out there, has an idea of what will get the people of the district that Nancy Pelosi is in, what's the number of that district?
It's now the 12th congressional
12th, district. 12th congressional district in California. If you know that what can get them upset about any of the things we've mentioned or were about to mention, call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and I will be sure to get that to John Dennis and his team because something's got to wake those people up. We'll be right back.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back talking to John Dennis. He's running in the 12th district, congressional district in California, to unseat Uber, whatever she is, Nancy Pelosi, Uber grandma, for basically violating the Fourth Amendment and anything that comes close to it. And we got through half the list with John Dennis here, and he's graciously agreed to stick around so we can go through the whole thing. Maybe we'll find something that will upset the constituency of a Nancy Pelosi to say, hey, didn't you not like that? I mean, if a Republican did that, wouldn't you be protesting? Come on. Now, the next one on your list, John, continuing the war on drugs. I mean, I thought the Democratic left was all about legalization or at least decriminalization, marijuana, medical or otherwise. I mean, where is she on that?
Apparently nowhere that we need her to be. I mean, she has no record of doing anything to stop this. And, you know, one of the great things that Ron Paul has done is he's pointed out the institutional racism focused on on people based on this war on drugs. I mean, the left is supposed to care about the little guy and the minorities,
right?
And they spew that line. But the truth of the matter is, as long as they continue to support the war on drugs as she does, then they're no friend to the minority. That's for sure.
I have to ask. I mean, do they heavily fluoridate the San Francisco water system there? I mean, what's going on that these people can't? I mean, any one of these would be an outrage if they had a Republican representative. They'd be picketing, honestly.
It's just, I mean, you know, people don't pay attention. As you probably know, people vote for the most bizarre reasons. And that's why, you put somebody in office for the first time, be very careful because they're likely to be an incumbent. They're likely to stay there for a long time. And, it's just people don't pay attention. That's really the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, is it the plastic surgery? I mean, California is known for that.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm reaching. I know I'm reaching.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find something here now.
And let's not take it away from her. Miss Pelosi's a clever person.
Yeah,
she's as an opponent, it's great to have her because she gives you a gaffe a week, and you've got plenty to fundraise off and do lots of with. But she's really no dummy at the end of the day.
No, and she knows how to spend taxpayer money. This next one on the list. What is this $4 trillion in spending? What is that all about?
Yeah, I mean, during her time in during the time as the speaker, you know, she oversaw $4 trillion in spending that really ended up as debt. And, you know, they can blame each other back and forth. And Ms. Pelosi obviously isn't responsible for all of that debt being added to the federal government. But the fact is, she wasn't running around saying, we've got to put an end to this. She wasn't paying lip service to it, much less using her bully pulpit as the speaker or the minority leader. She's been in leadership positions for a long time, going back to 2000 now, and she's done really nothing to stop the spending. And, you know, it just points out that it's a fundamental difference in political philosophy that we need to have a shift in this country away from, you know, worshiping the state, which is what somebody like Pelosi does, back to putting the government in its appropriate role to protect our liberties. That is the key thing. We will not solve this problem until people build that market for that idea, and then it gets accepted by the general voter.
Well, you're right, and whatever I can do to help that along, you know, I want to do that, and we'll let everybody know how to support this effort. But on the $4 trillion in spending, that might be one of the weaker arguments, because those that support the leftist type concept are all about spending. They don't see a problem of being in debt, even though some of them are hurting now. At the same time, it's just not one of those things that's yet resonating, even among the Republicans. As you see, only Ron Paul has put forth a definitive plan to cut $1 trillion in the first year, where the others are talking about nibbling around increases over the next 10 years.
And as a Republican, I've been a Republican for over 25 years now, and we have failed as a party. I mean, if we're the party of smaller government, making governments, reducing the size of government, can anybody tell me the last time the federal government was smaller from one year to the next? And, you know, if you take out reductions in war spending, in reality, the last time the government was actually made smaller from one year to the next, as far as I can tell, were the years 1920 to 25. So we have failed as a party. If that's our mission, we better find a new mission, because we're not doing very well with that one.
Well, the mission I like here is what we're talking about, is unseating Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House. I don't want to see her back in that position, certainly. But if those in that district, 12th District, California, start waking up to some of the things we're talking about, whether it's the $4 trillion in spending or not, there is another issue that seemingly voters are seemingly more concerned about, these so-called bailouts, the too big to fail, the banks. And what we found out with the limited audit of the Federal Reserve was that we were sending the money to international bankers, to foreign countries, foreign banks, etc. That maybe gets some traction. She voted, Nancy, for every bailout, did she not?
Not only did she vote for every bailout, but as Speaker, she did everything she could to thwart the audit the Fed bill. And in fact, we have a much a diluted, watered-down audit the Fed component of the financial reform bill that passed because of the efforts of Nancy Pelosi and some others like her. So she's not only voted for the bailouts, she voted against the transparency that we really need to have.
Okay, well, I think we have – is that Nancy Pelosi just put the mic on? What is
hello?
That? Yes.
I do not like the way you were talking about me.
Well, Nancy, we were just being factual. There was no derogatory statements that I'm
factual aware. Is in the mind of the beholder. Now, I held the gavel because I felt it was appropriate to spend your money on things that we didn't have an idea about yet, but that we would eventually.
I remember, Nancy, when you held that gavel, you didn't want to let it go after that.
It was a powerful moment in my life.
Wow. It sounds
That's some Nancy Pelosi, let me tell you. Nancy's voice is – Nancy, your voice has gotten a lot deeper since the last time we talked.
I'm getting older, but it's none of your business.
And your accent has moved decidedly north of Baltimore.
Well, we all have our days.
Oh, my gosh. Besides, thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for showing up there. I needed a little of that.
Sure.
Okay. No, that's better. Liam Sheff is back in studio. Hey, say hello to John Dennis.
Hey, John Dennis. Enjoying your thing. That's just my Jewish mother from wherever from where I grew up. I just trotted out for Nancy or Barbara Streisand. Anybody, they all get the same.
Okay. Oh, hilarious. Well, you want to work us through this list? We're almost done here. John Dennis is running against Nancy, of course, and voted for every bailout. A couple of more here I want to wrap up with, John. And This is stunning because this is something you would think the people of her district would be absolutely outraged because they were protesting about this issue when Bush was president. And that is the issue of torture, secret prisons, etc. And you're saying she actually helped keep these tortures secret?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, she did nothing to expose them. She knew what was going on. She was briefed on rendition and all these other techniques and tactics that were used. And it's just assumed that those tactics continue to this day. And she's did nothing to stop them. And she was the Speaker of the House. The voice of the people, you know, goes through the House, and she led that and did nothing to bring that torture to light.
Well, this says we've got a lot of work to do here in that district, because if the people of that district in California, and largely, let's be, you know, as it's dichotomized today, the left leaning district it is, if they're not outraged about that, I don't know if there's, I mean, do we beam somebody down there? I don't know what to do here. Liam, what do you think?
I lived in San Francisco briefly. It's a beautiful place to visit. I got to tell you, if you can get this isn't our guest saying this. This is me saying this. Mm-hmm. But if you can get all the people who feel that they need the government to give them drugs, their drugs, mm-hmm. and the gay population there, which is enslaved to the whole HIV mindset, and we talk about that on the show. Your guest doesn't have to know about that. But these mm-hmm. tests, and they ghettoize these people, and then, oh, Nancy got me my drugs, and I didn't have to pay for my parking space. And so, you know, you get
there's a lot of that going on.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on. You get people who do not represent they have their own problems. And if you listen to this show, you understand that we're in favor of people being treated for actual illnesses, not made up illnesses, mm-hmm. And not poisoned to death by drugs. But her group of people who are out there, they've been my friends. Like, I'll talk to my gay friends. Oh, we vote for Nancy. I say, really? What about the rendition thing? Mm-hmm. What about the page? Oh, well, nobody's perfect, but she does look after us. She does look after us for our pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Well, have we really?
No, it's true. I tell you, we spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in the gay community because, one of the things I learned in the campaign trail last time around was that Harvey Milk supported Barry Goldwater,
right?
In '64, right. In the pre-Stonewall era, libertarian ideas made a lot of sense. Should have made sense to the gay community because they were constantly being beat down by the government,
right?
And I think there should be rightly a libertarian streak about a mile wide going through the gay community. But I will say this: mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is a consummate politician. She has fed that money into the HIV AIDS programs, and she makes sure that the gay community knows that she's done it and she's there for them. We could not make a dent with that community.
We really need to get up there, Liam. Liam and I are going to be presenting at the Health Freedom Expo on the issue of the HIV AIDS scenario, and we actually go through the science behind the test showing that there is no validity to any of those tests. And it changes the equation from a drug-dependent disease that it's been foisted upon that community to one where literally they have an opportunity to change their life by doing things non-pharmaceutical. And, of course, that takes a lot of the power away from the government that is invested so heavily in there. So Nancy wouldn't like what we're talking about, but the community that wants to be healthier is digging it now, and we're going to be doing that in the Los Angeles area on March 2nd.
And it's not about changing anybody from being gay to straight or straight to – it's irrelevant. It's about healing the intestine, mm-hmm. making sure that you don't have a toxic gut so that you have an immune system. It's science. It's actual science.
And that's what we're doing, and that's what you're trying to do scientifically, politically, I think. We're trying to find out what is it that will reach these people to say we can't have more of the same, including – unconstitutional wars. I mean, I guess if you drafted everybody in the 12th district or suddenly then, of course, they'd pay attention to the issue of unconstitutional wars.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's the other part. But again, there are people here who are so deeply propagandized and brainwashed, frankly, mm-hmm. that they've forgotten that they're here to live their lives for themselves and not for the state. And so they come to worship the state. They come to see the state as a godfather kind of a figure. Mm. And so whatever the state wants, it gets. It gives a lot. They give a lot of latitude as long as their person is involved or is at the helm of running the state. Then they're okay with whatever it does.
Mm. Well, you got quite a task ahead of you, but I'm here for you. Anything I can do to outreach, we're going to be supporting you all the way. And how can people support you? Maybe they've maxed out on Ron Paul. I sure hope they have at this point. How can they support John Dennis for Congress in the 12th District of California?
Well, let me just say this. If you've got a choice, if you've got $1 to give, and it's between my campaign or the Ron Paul campaign, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but give it to the Ron Paul campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, you know, that's the most important campaign in America, probably in our lifetime. But if you do have an extra dollar to spare, and if you've maxed out on Ron Paul, you can go to johndennis2012.com. There's a big donate button up in the right-hand corner. You can also sign up to volunteer there, sign up for our email updates and our newsletter. And, you know, anything you can do to help us, we'd be grateful for the support.
Yep, and I've got you I'm going to like you right now here on Facebook. I've got John Dennis for Congress. So those of you who are friends of mine on Facebook, you can see that as well. And, John, it's certainly a great, great time to reconnect with you. I'm so excited that you've jumped back into the fray, because there are some more people waking up, as evidenced by what we're seeing this roundabout with Ron Paul, so that even the 12th District of Congress is not immune to these changes.
No, and I think that one of the encouraging things that happened last time was that we did really well with independents who knew who we were. We had the real problem for us last time was name recognition, an enormous deficit. But the nice thing about the way this Proposition 14 is playing out is that we can get to spend all of our time over the next 8 months building name recognition, and we did very, very well with independents last time. So given our Republican base and the and our ability to do well with the independents, we're going to make a run at this.
Excellent. John Dennis, 12th District, California, johndennis2012.com. I hope we'll be able to connect with you along the campaign trail here again with some updates.
Happy to do it.
All right, stand by. We're coming right back with more Powerful Healing to wrap up the show on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you think, Liam? You like John? John's a good guy.
He's got my vote.
Hey, all right. Well, 12th District of California, here we come. Hey, the bus people in that district could learn a lot from not Nancy Pelosi, but certainly John Dennis. And this guy from Australia, you brought this to my attention yesterday. I want to talk about it now, wrap up the show with you. Australian Ken Grenda may have sold his bus company, but his staff of almost 2,000 people are smiling. Why? Because he took this so-called windfall profit, whatever it was, he sold his business, and he spread it out among all the people, depending on how long they were with him.
Right.
From anywhere from $8,500 Australian dollars to $100,000 Australian dollars each. I mean, what is this? What can we learn from this, Liam? I mean, this is, you don't hear this every day. And it's all like, eat the rich, it was. Eat the rich.
As Michael Douglas said in the movie, greed is good. No, he shared. He sold his company for, what, $400 million?
Yeah, it was a lot of money. But, I mean, what isn't there an Australian law that mandates that he has to give this money to his employees?
Not that I'm aware of.
There isn't one.
I think that's why it's a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Millionaire shares wealth with people who earned it for him.
Imagine that. It sounds a little bit like Southwest Airlines, because a lot of the people that were with Southwest early on, Herb Kelleher, I think the guy's name is, ended up, they're millionaires today.
And
they were just like flight attendants. They were ramp workers and such. He had a different philosophy on business, but I don't know if it's the same way anymore, but certainly this guy in Australia is very, very fascinating. It's like, here you got all this money, and a lot of the times you see that in the left-right dichotomy, again, the right say, well, the rich, they're wonderful, they're great. And yeah, maybe, but there probably are some people that are hoarding it and not doing anything with it that's of benefit to people. Okay, isn't that their right? And, you know, if they do that, I mean, I'm not a fan of that, but I give away, we don't have much, but we give away a lot of our services and knowledge freely.
All I can think of are dirty jokes. But yes, it's a wonderful.
What is this with dirty jokes?
Well, you just talked about goods and services. And anyway, there are just certain keywords that tick
that
off in my mind.
Trigger you.
Dirty
okay.
jokes.
All
I'm
right.
afraid I can't do anything about that.
Go back to cartoon.
On the other hand.
Yes.
On the other hand, I was just pleased that this person decided to value the people who've helped make the money, who invested in his dream. I mean, after all, it was his dream, and people can say, well, if it hadn't been for him, there'd been no bus company. Of course. Nobody denies that. Mm-hmm. But if it hadn't been for the people who said, I'll sign on with you, yeah, I need a paycheck, but then they stayed year after year. Oh, well, they can say, oh, he was just a good employer. Yeah, so what? That's a great reason to stay. And then you have a family, and then you raise kids, and they keep employing you, and they keep employing you, help build the company. Maybe they take you seriously. Maybe they implement some of your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It becomes an extended family. And he paid people back. He paid people an average of $8,000-something, but paid some people up to $100,000.
Right. And if there's many morals to the story, I think, but the thing that I brought up again, and I bring up again, is that the government didn't force him to do that. I mean, it wasn't like, we've got to compel these evil rich. I mean, he did it of his own, of free will, free accord. Is it possible, or is it he just an anomaly? There's only one in a zillion, so we've got to force everybody else that's got money to give it away.
He's an anomaly.
Yeah.
And you can't force people to do that. There probably should be some law. I mean, should there be some law that says a company shouldn't be able to, I don't know, exploit its people? Should the right. CEO not make 10,000 times more than the person at the bottom? Maybe a company could just come around and we'll say, well, actually, we'll internally impose a limit,
mm-hmm.
and we'll share our stock with it. We'll sell it to the people who work with us. You know, Whole Foods did that in the beginning.
I remember, yeah, Mackey, right?
Yeah.
He was taking a penny a year for his thing, whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, he's done fine. Nobody can accuse Whole Foods.
Right.
Right. And I think they've helped actually destroy the
but the freedom guy in me, and this is where the liberal left just don't like libertarian ideas, is they say, oh, well, you would just let, you know, a rich person just step on and squash a homeless person. It's like, no. That's just out, you know, that's so far out of the realm, because, listen, I make choices to do what I do. I've turned down lots of money over the years to do this because of what I feel like I could not compromise. Certain principles, I said, and I'm not abandoning them. I'm not avoiding anything. But at the same point in time, if someone's in need, you know, you find a way, if it's possible, to help them because you want to. Now, I realize that not everybody does that. I tend to gravitate to people that do that. And you find that they exist. They're not like nowhere. But if you listen to the liberal left, they don't exist unless they're forced with the point of a government gun. And I don't know if that's where we're going with this, but that just comes to mind.
No, I didn't even think of that. I was so impressed by the fact that he decided that he didn't need whatever $400 million is after the government steals a lot of it. But, I was so impressed that he thought he could give away $16 million because after taxes, let's say he has $250 million or some such thing, he's an older guy. I'll give $16 million away to people who've been working for something above minimum wage for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you do that?
And they can send all their kids to school and they can have a better quality of life for however long it is until Godzilla comes back from the Mayan underworld.
Well, no, the Mayan and radioactive underworld, of course. Hey, last thing, we only have a minute ago, and it's a lot to do. Of course, we've got the Health Freedom Expo coming up. We want to talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully by now the update has been made to the Health Freedom Expo's website about, you know, your participation, key participation in the AIDS discussion on Friday night there at the event. But there's a story here, AIDS awareness. As AIDS awareness continues, lots of people are just not getting the message, Liam. Hmm. We're just not doing it. Wait a second. She's telling us here that how many people are living? 1.2 million people across the country are living with HIV, and 20% don't even know they're infected.
Don't even know it.
And then the promotion is, guess what? National Black HIV Awareness Day, February 7th. Next week. Targeting people with more pigment.
Maybe we should replay the World AIDS Day special. I mean, I don't think we could really.
Thought.
I don't think we could do it better.
It's not a bad thought. Interesting. If I need a day off next week, we might do that.
Look, I'm not just trying to cheese out of a day of work.
No. But you're right. We could promote it that way. Oh, okay. Let me think about it on the weekend. Remember, Sunday, we've got the GCN show live on GCN, of course. There's toll-free numbers you can call in for that. But just check it all out at robertscoutbell.com. As I said, the moment we have the live updates on the vaccine seminar as well, it'll be there. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to John Dennis. Thank you to Dr. Frank King. Thank you to Super Don. Thank you to my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff. Rock and roll. Yes, and food has energy. And you know what else? The power to heal is
Nancy
yours.
Pelosi's.
No, it's yours.
Are you talking to me?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
So raise your glass if you are wrong, in all the right ways, all night under dust. We will never be anything but love, and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. So raise your glass if you are wrong, in all the right ways, all night under dust.
Scott Bell Show.